Hi, this is Kay with Cafe with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. And today we have a special treat. We are here with Marcus Benjamin. And when I say we, I mean me, because it's just me and Marcus. And Marcus, tell us about yourself, because I'm really excited about this interview. And I'd like to introduce you to our audience here.
Well, my name is Marcus Benjamin. I am currently a intern counselor at Natomas Middle School. I'm born and raised in Sacramento, California. I grew up in the Oak Park neighborhood of Sacramento. I went to, just a brief history, I went to Immaculate Conception, which is a Catholic school in Oak Park, and then I also went to McClatchy High School. And I graduated in 1999. And that's about it for that part of me.
And I want to introduce, I want to actually say out loud the title of this episode, because it was Vince Coggin, who was an executive director of Nutrition Services and Warehousing, right? He said, from the forklift to the uplift. And that's because you have like a very spectacular story. Mm-hmm. When I first met you, we did the interview for Diverse Future Teachers because you were in the program and mm-hmm. you were, what was your official title back then?
That was like, I was a warehouse specialist too.
Warehouse specialist too.
Yes.
And you were literally on the forklift when I met you.
Yes.
That was
yes.
awesome.
It was textbook time, so I was getting the textbooks in order. Yes.
And I love it because your path to becoming a counselor is mm-hmm. not as linear as some people would think. Mm-hmm. So how far do you want to take this back?
We can go back to, 2010 is when I really started my passion for working with youth kind of grew. I got a position at Sacramento Job Corps, which is a training facility, residential training facility located in Sacramento on Meadowview Road. I got a part-time job as a recreational specialist. But because it was a residential facility, the students, after they finished their trade and high school classes, they would come to the recreation center. And it was our job to keep them, I don't want to say entertained, but it was our job to give them activities to do, constructive activities to do after trade hours. There, I had a manager. Her name was Monique Osborne. And she kind of gave me the freedom to kind of create activities and engage with the students that helped me develop that passion to work with the youth.
What was it about working with young people at that time in 2010 that was like, oh, I could probably do this for a living?
I had a background working with City of Sacramento 4th R, right? I was working with elementary school students, age students, and I found this opportunity at Job Corps, and being able to see the importance of the role of being in a teenager's life, because I always consider those pivotal years. You know, I say about 16 to 21 is pivotal years for me, because the age group at Job Corps was 16 to 24. Mm-hmm. So working with those youth, being able to mentor them, give them constructive activities and help them build themselves up, that was something clicked in me. And I said, that's the field and the lane I want to go into.
And a shout out to 4th R. So they are one of our providers who help run the after school programs at some of our school sites. So for some of you folks who might not know what 4th R is, that's what they do. So prior to jumping into the Job Corps realm, I guess, mm-hmm. so to speak, what were you doing? Because in 2010, do you want to say your age? How old were you?
2010. Well, I'm 42 now, so 2010, I think I was about 27, 28.
27, so you were in your late 20s at the time.
Yeah,
so prior to that, did you know what you wanted to do?
No, I actually didn't. I knew, I was kind of in that between phase, right? I knew I wanted to, you know, work with youth, but I didn't know how and where I was going to be. Mm-hmm. And that job came up. I was searching at the time for a position in working with youth, and that job came up and changed me. Career-wise, you know, helped solidify what I really wanted to do, and I was working with the youth.
So you were working with the youth mm-hmm. around that time. So what led you to Natomas Unified?
Actually, it's a funny story. So Craigin Stribble, who was the old warehouse specialist too, I knew I wanted to get something along the lines. I knew I wanted to get into the school district. I hadn't had my degree. I hadn't had my credential. So I said, I just need to get a foot in. right? I just need to get in. So Craig had told me about an opening as a Warehouse One, and I said, let me go ahead and give that a shot. So we interviewed, I got the job, and that started my career here at Natomas Unified.
That was, what year was that?
That was 2015.
2015?
Yeah.
Which to me doesn't seem like that long ago, but I know for like all the little kids out there, they're probably thinking, wow, that was so long ago.
Right, right.
But that's really not too long ago, and it just also goes to show you your forward trajectory mm-hmm. here at Natomas Unified. So you took the job within the warehouse.
Yes.
That's not so much working with young people. So how did you finally come to, figure out like, hey, maybe counseling's for me? Because how long were you working in the warehouse? And then you were like, okay, let's, apply for Diverse Future Teachers program.
So I started in 2015. I believe it was 2018, 2019. I saw the post. I mean, on our website, on our district website. So I spoke with Ms. Herrera, and because I working in the warehouse, you build relationships within the district office.
All right, and you're speaking about Angela Herrera.
Angela Herrera, yeah.
She is our chief academic officer.
Right.
For everyone out there.
Right. So I spoke with Ms. Herrera, and I really showed interest, and she championed me and really inspired me and gave me that. That motivation and that push, there were some hiccups. So I did apply online and to do online school through, I can't remember the university. I think it was University of Arizona Online. But I was at a different point in time in my life where I was working a lot. I was starting a new business, and I was working at night also, aside from the warehouse. And I just.
What? When did you sleep?
I didn't.
Well, you're probably going to catch up on sleep after this.
Hopefully. Yeah. I'm enjoying these Christmas breaks and these. but yeah, so I was working two jobs, starting a business, and school kind of fell by the wayside. That's the U of A. And it wasn't until summer of 2019 that I saw that our union, shout out to the CSEA, was giving us an opportunity to go back to school for free at the Central State University. So I jumped on that opportunity. I did 2 years of undergrad work at Central State, graduated with my BS in criminal justice. So about 2019 is when I got back. I got serious academically, still working in the business. I got back serious academically, and that's when I finished in 2021 from Central State University.
Wow. That's, first of all, you must have had a ton of energy or somehow found a way to make it work.
I part of that process, I joined the gym I currently belong to, because, health is wealth. So the gym I currently belong to, and the owner of that gym, Capital Strength and Performance, that helped me learn the ability to follow through, consistency, things like that. And that helped me get through those two jobs at school. So that big shout out, the owner, Amadeo Novello was the owner there. He really helped me. I give him a lot of credit for me being able to push myself to get through these those years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, fast forward to when I first interviewed you, which mm-hmm. was in 2023, and you had, so at that point, you already went through the Diverse Future Teachers program, right?
No, so I went through the CSEA undergrad program that they pay for, and I'm currently finishing up the Diverse Teachers program.
Oh, you're still in it.
Yeah, so I graduate June 1st.
Congratulations, yes. Almost. I want to add that part.
I'm excited. We're almost there. Yeah, so I've been in a Diverse Teachers program since, fall of 2023.
And then that just shows you then, like, the flexibility of this program, the fact yes. that you're still going through it,
mm-hmm.
and you're now an interim counselor at Natomas Middle School.
Yes.
that just shows you how flexible, because that's one of the things you brought up when I first talked to you. Was it in August of 2023?
So I was in the program to get my master's, and then I'm able to get my PPS credential, and then with the great people and the great help of my admin at Natomas Middle, you know, we're getting the job done and changing lives, uplifting.
From the forklift to the uplift, right? Yes. I hear that you've already started to forge relationships with the community there. So that's awesome. I got to say, that's a pretty great thing.
Thank you. I'm trying. The students there, you know, we have a diverse student body, and I try my best to connect and engage with as many students as possible.
And from what I understand, Natomas Unified was recently named the most diverse school district in California, according to Niche. It's at niche.com, N-I-C-H-E.com, if you want to take a look at that. So that's awesome that you're working with such a diverse group of students. And so realistically, what does that look like for you from now until July 1st? Because you're interim. An interim counselor. So after you're done with the Diverse Future Teachers Program, what happens after that?
Well, the plan is that I hopefully become the full-time counselor at Natomas Middle School. I hope with my experience there, I've been working there since October. With my experience there, I built some relationships with some of the students, staff, trying to engage and help forge a positive learning environment for the students, the staff, and in partnership with the parents. I mean, you know, having the parents help us and buying into the process helps make the experience for the students that much better.
You're touching on all our goals, because that is something that we are very, very passionate about, just working with our families to ensure our students are set on the right academic path. So that's great that you're working with them. And you know, what are the other challenges you've faced throughout the past several months in terms of, like, not only working out, and also going through the diverse future teachers program?
It's a work-life balance, right? I think that I wasn't the best student. I'm still a work in progress, but balancing that work, work, school, family. I'm a husband and a father of a 5-year-old, you know, so it's been a challenge, but going into work every day with the students, seeing some of my students progress and, grow academically, right? Those are the things that keep me going. But the challenges mainly is just time management, figuring out how to balance everything out. Because sometimes you can get, if you're not careful, you can get caught in one place, and another aspect of your life might struggle. So yeah, just trying to figure out the work-life balance is the challenge.
For students out there who may not know exactly what they want, because as you mentioned, it wasn't until you were in your late 20s that you really figured out, well, at least one part of it, that you wanted to work with young people. For the young people who may be facing challenges themselves, who may not know exactly what they want, what do you share with them? Because you seem to me like a very humble person. And what's some poignant advice that we can share with some of the young people who may not have it figured out?
Right. And one of the things I tell my students now is that, you know, life is a marathon. You know, it's not a sprint. So as long as you keep going, you know, you never know what life has for you down the road. So just focusing on the here and now, doing the right thing. You know, sometimes, like my brother would tell me, who's one of my mentors, he says, you know, doing the right thing sometimes can be the hardest thing to do. Right. So if we focus on doing the right thing and you stay consistent, things and the passions that you have will come to fruition. You just got to keep pushing, and the things that you want will come to you. just staying focused and staying in the game and staying in the race, because it's a marathon.
It really is. And don't be afraid to trip up, because sometimes, I mean, I know personally it took me a while to figure out what I wanted out of life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you keep on going, you have that passion, it's that passion combined with that hard work and those ethics that really propel you in right. your career.
Yeah, I always joke about it being a 23-year, it took me 23 years to get my degree, but I always say that journey, that path, makes my experience unique to me, right? And it allows for me to give the students a unique story, you know, understand that even though my path was unconventional, it's still my path, right? And yeah. I still got to where I needed to be and wanted to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, folks might be a little too caught up with looking perfect, mm-hmm. but life isn't perfect.
No.
It's perfectly messy, and that's perfectly fine.
At a young age, I think we get it caught up in, I was in time, right? Not doing things in a timely manner, and that caused me to be what I call a habitual quitter at one point in time in my life. When things got tough, I would find myself, you know, giving in to the temptation of quitting. And I think that if students and people in general are willing to push through that marathon aspect, if they're willing to push through a lot of the things that they would have, a lot of things that they quit on, the potential they lost, they would have been a lot more successful in life. So I just think the ability to push through and just breaking down that barrier of quitting, that's what we have a lot of. We got to work through that.
Yeah, the resolve has to be really strong.
It has to be.
And life will get tough. I mean, you'll face some challenges that you may not think that you will get through. But if you just keep being persistent, you'd be surprised. You're stronger than you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always tell the story, and when I first started going to my gym, it was COVID, and we couldn't work indoors. We couldn't work out indoors. So we would carry the equipment outside in what we called the yard. It was a fenced-in yard area outside of our gymnasium. And we would carry the equipment outside, and we would work out every morning at 5 a.m. outside under what we called a fog light. But it was a floodlight, and we would work outside with one light, and we would work outside 5 a.m. every morning, rain or shine, we were out there, 30 degrees, 35 degrees, and that forged that toughness to help me get through and persevere through those times where I would normally have quit in the past. So that I credit that to the foundation for me pushing forward and staying in that race.
Sometimes you just need a little light.
That's it. And that's what that light was.
Well, thank you so much. This has been Benjamin Marcus. Or Marcus Benjamin.
That's right.
I just said
that's
your...
Right.
It's
two
hard.
First names.
You have two first names.
Two first names, yeah.
So I know your name.
Yes.
I just get it mixed up. So that's Marcus Benjamin for us, from the forklift to the uplift. Thank you so much. And this is all in celebration of National School Counseling Week. Again, Marcus Benjamin is an interim counselor at Natomas Middle School. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.